Hey, it's Rebecca Smith for the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to health care. This week we hear from Matthew Huffman with the Missouri Coalition Against Domestic and Sexual Violence. He spoke about how 8 months into the ongoing coronavirus pandemic, the lives of Missourians experiencing domestic violence are being further complicated by things like housing insecurity, continued isolation, and gun violence. Here's Matthew.
From January to June, the two most commonly requested services were emergency shelter and legal advocacy. And so in that same time frame, here in Missouri, despite many domestic violence shelters having to kind of rearrange how they provide shelters, Missouri DV shelters provided a safe shelter to more than 5,800 survivors and their families. But consistently, we did see that there was a strong need for emergency shelter through the first half of the year. And that's what we're still hearing, too, is that many survivors are still struggling with feelings of isolation, and that can increase the level of severity of violence. You know, I don't want to in any way downplay the severity of the virus, because, you know, it is and will continue to be a major public health crisis in Missouri. That being said, I think the pandemic has put blinders on other public health crises that are happening. And so the Violence Policy Center recently released two new reports. One is on intimate partner homicide, and another is on Black homicide victimization. So in these two reports, Missouri is ranked second in the nation for the number of women killed by their male intimate partners. And Missouri is ranked first in the nation for the number of homicides against Black individuals. And the common denominator there are guns, most commonly handguns. And so the simple fact of that is Missourians are paying with their lives for our state's lack of gun laws. And this is not a number one and number two ranking that we should be proud of as a state. We shouldn't want to be the nation's leader in domestic violence homicides and Black homicides. So we need to be having these conversations now. We need to make sure that folks understand the frequency and severity of how this violence is occurring in our state, and we need to have really coordinated efforts to prevent it from happening and then to strengthen our policies around it as well. I think that, you know, something the pandemic has done is really expose the various health inequalities that Missourians are facing. You know, many Missourians were already working hard to make ends meet and were living paycheck to paycheck. And part of what we see in the pandemic is that many more folks are now experiencing housing insecurity and food insecurity on top of, you know, we are still in the middle of the pandemic. And so I think we really do need to be looking at how all of these things are intersecting and how that's impacting the most vulnerable Missourians.
That was Matthew Huffman with the Missouri Coalition Against Domestic and Sexual Violence, speaking about how intersecting factors like gun violence and housing insecurity are further impacting the lives of those experiencing domestic violence. That's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks. Tune in next week for more conversations from throughout the state about health and access. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.